Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Member Ram Gold Ryan. Today, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Dal, the 11th Perek, Chelek. The Zikhu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tops are going to focus on number one, Rabbi Yochanan quote Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Gadol Gima, providing food to travelers is great. Shehirchika shtei mishpachos from Yisrael, because its failure distanced two families from Yisrael. Descendants of Ammon and Moab cannot marry Jews because they failed to provide bread and water to the traveling Jewish nation. Rabbi Yochanan himself describes the importance of Gima in five ways. Number one, Marchekas as a Krovim, it distances those who are near, as we just explained. Number two, Makarevis as a Rachokim, it brings near the distant, because Yisro, as a reward for inviting Moshe to come have bread, married a descendant on the Sanhedrin. Number three, Ma'olemis, a nine min harashayim, it closes Hashem's eyes to the wicked, as seen on the previous daf, that Micha's sins were overlooked because he provided food to travelers. Number four, Mashra Shechina on Nevi'ah HaBaal, it causes the Shechina to rest even on the prophets of Baal. Ido, a Navi's friend, merited a true prophecy after persuading Ido to come to his house to eat. Number five, Shkagasal Olazadon, its mistaken failure is accounted as willful because Rav said, Yomali Hilvo Yohonasan Ladavish Te Kikros Lechem. If Yohonasan had escorted David with just two loaves of bread when he fled from Shaul, then Nov, Ira Kohani, would not have been killed, Doeg HaAdomi would not have been banished from Olam Haba, and Shaul and his three sons would not have been killed. Point number two, the Gemara darshens many psukim of Eicha, including Bachot Tivche Bolaila, she weeps in the night. Rav Yochanan says the two weepings are about the destruction of the first and second base of Migdash. At night means al iske laila, because of matters which occurred at night, because when Klal Yisrael wept on that night of the Meraglim's report, it was the ninth of Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem bechisim bechia shalchinim, you wept a weeping without cause, v'aniek be'alachem bechia ledoros, and I will establish this day for you as a day of weeping for generations, because both Bate Migdash will be destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Alternatively, the weeping is described as at night because kol boch b'layla kol nishma, whoever cries at night, his voice is heard more easily. Alternatively, the constellations and stars weep along with him. Alternatively, shekol boch b'layla shomei kol boch chenegdo, whoever weeps at night, whoever hears his voice, weeps along with him. Rabbi Gamliel's neighbor would weep at night over her dead son, and he heard her and also wept until his eyelashes fell out. His students realized and removed her from his neighborhood. And point number three, Ravashi says the Anshei Knesset HaGadol compiled the list of those with no share in Olam Haba. Rav says that Bikshu Od Limnos Echad, they sought to enumerate one more, referring to Shlomo Melch, on this list. Bad Demus Diukna Shal Aviv Nishtach Lifnehem. His father David's image came and prostrated itself before them, but they paid no heed to it. A fire came down from Shemaim and licked at their benches, but they paid no attention to it. A bas kol came forth saying, do you see a man diligent in his work? He shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before darkened ones. It said, Mishi hiktim basi lebeso, he who built my house, referring to the base of Migdash, before his own house, and moreover, built the base of Migdash in 7 years, but his own in 13 years, should stand with the righteous kings in Gan Eden, not the wicked ones in Gehenna. They ignored this as well until another bas kol said, is it from you that punishment is paid, that you despise him? Shall you choose and not I? So once again, the 3 points are number one, Yochanan quoted by Yossi ben Kisma. Gadol Gima, providing food to travelers is great. Shehirchiku shtei mishpachos from Yisrael, because its failure distanced two families from Yisrael. Descendants of Ammon and Moab cannot marry Jews because they failed to provide bread and water to the traveling Jewish nation. Rav Yochanan himself describes the importance of Gima in five ways. Number one, Marchekas as a Krovim, it distances those who are near, as we just explained. Number two, Makarevis as a Rachokim, it brings near the distant, because Yisro, as a reward for inviting Moshe to come have bread, merited descendants on the Sanhedrin. Number three, Ma'olemis, a nine min harashayim, it closes Hashem's eyes to the wicked, as seen on the previous daf, that Micha's sins were overlooked because he provided food to travelers. Number four, Mashra Shechina on Nevi'ah HaBaal, it causes the Shechina to rest even on the prophets of Baal. Ido, a Navi's friend, merited a true prophecy after persuading Ido to come to his house to eat. Number five, Shkagasal Olazadon, its mistaken failure is accounted as willful because Rav said, Yomali Hilvo Yohonasan Ladavish Te Kikros Lechem. If Yohonasan had escorted David with just two loaves of bread when he fled from Shaul, then Nov, Ira Kohani, would not have been killed, Doeg HaAdomi would not have been banished from Olam Haba, and Shaul and his three sons would not have been killed. Point number two, the Gemara darshens many psukim of Eicha, including Bachot Tivche Bolaila, she weeps in the night. Rav Yochanan says the two weepings are about the destruction of the first and second base of Migdash. At night means al iske laila, because of matters which occurred at night. Because when Klal Yisrael wept on that night of the Meraglim's report, it was the ninth of Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem bechisim bechiyah shalchinim, you wept a weeping without cause, v'aniek be'alachem bechiyah ledoros, and I will establish this day for you as a day of weeping for generations, because both Batei Mikdash will be destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Alternatively, the weeping is described as at night, because kol boch b'layla kol nishma, whoever cries at night, his voice is heard more easily. Alternatively, the constellations and stars weep along with him. Alternatively, shekol boch b'layla shomei kol boch chenegdo, whoever weeps at night, whoever hears his voice, weeps along with him. Rabbi Gamliel's neighbor would weep at night over her dead son, and he heard her and also wept until his eyelashes fell out. His students realized and removed her from his neighborhood. And point number three, Ravashi says, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol compiled the list of those with no share in Olam Haba. Rav says, Bikshu od limnos echa, they sought to enumerate one more, referring to Shlomo Melch, on this list. Bad demus diukna shal aviv nishtach lifnehem. His father David's image came and prostrated itself before them, but they paid no heed to it. A fire came down from Shemaim and licked at their benches, but they paid no attention to it. A baskol came forth saying, do you see a man diligent in his work? He shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before darkened ones. It said, Mishi hiktim basi lebeso, he who built my house, referring to the base of Mikdash, before his own house, and moreover, built the base of Mikdash in 7 years, but his own in 13 years, should stand with the righteous kings in Gan Eden, not the wicked ones in Gehenna. They ignored this as well until another baskol said, is it from you that punishment is paid, that you despise him? Shall you choose and not I? All right, so now we go to Simon Dav Kuf Dalet, and our standard Simon is a code. A code, so here goes. The detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code to discover the reason why a city of Kohanim were wiped out, and that a bottle of free tears was codes for Bechiah Shalchinam, shouted Eureka when he figured out that the deleted name from a list of kings with no share in Olam Haba was Shlomo HaMelech. Once again, slow motion. The detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code, that must be more enough, Kuf Dalet. The detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code to discover the reason a city of Kohanim were wiped out, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan himself describes the importance of legima, providing food for travelers, in five ways. The fifth one being shkagaso o lazadon. Its mistaken failure is accounted as willful because Rav said, if Yohanan had escorted Dov with just two loaves of bread when he fled from Shaul, then Nov, the city of Kohanim, would not have been killed, Doeg Edomi would not have been banished from Olam Haba, and Shaul and his three sons would not have been killed. So the detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code to discover the reason the city of Kohanim were wiped out, and that a bottle of free tears was code for Bechiah Shalchinam, which reminds us, the Gemara darshans many psukim of Eicha, including Bechotiv Chebalaila, she weeps in the night. Rav Yochanan says the two weepings are about the destruction of the first and second base of Migdash. At night means al iske laila, because of matters which occurred at night. Because when Klal Yisrael wept on that night of the Meraglim's report, it was Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem bechisim bechiyah shalchinam, you wept a weeping without cause, v'ani ekbal lechem bechiyah ledoros, and I will establish this day for you as a day of weeping for generations, because both Batei Migdash will be destroyed on Tisha B'Av. So the detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code to discover the reason a city of Kohanim were wiped out, and that a bottle of free tears was code for Bechiah Shalchinam, shouted Eureka when he figured out that the deleted name from a list of kings with no share in Olam Haba was Shlomo HaMelech, which reminds us, Ravashi says, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol compiled the list for those with no share in Olam Haba. Rav says, Bikshu od limnos echa, they sought to enumerate one more, meaning Shlomo, on this list, until a baskel came and convinced them not to. So once again, the detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code to discover the reason a city of Kohanim were wiped out, and that a bottle of free tears was code for Bechiah Shalchinam, shouted Eureka when he figured out the deleted name from a list of kings with no share in Olam Haba was Shlomo HaMelech. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf, so the Simon Daf Kuf is a kof, a monkey. So here goes. In the monkey cage, monkey, that must be Daf Kuf, kof, monkey. In the monkey cage where a talking monkey called Apikoros said, those rabbis, while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, which reminds us, the Gemara brings numerous opinions as to what constitutes an Apikoros, one being using the expression, Hani Rabbanan, those rabbis. So in the monkey cage where a talking monkey called Epicurus said, "Those rabbis," while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, and a well-behaved monkey stored its reward bananas in a globe labeled 310 worlds, which reminds us, Reb Dimi said, "Asi Kodesh Baruch Hu Itenu Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik Mali Omso." Hashem is destined to give every tzadik reward as much as his handful. Abai wondered how a person can receive Hashem's handful reward, since a pasuk describes the entire world as being the span of Hashem's hand. Rav Dimi responded that Rava Bar Mari taught that Kodesh Baruch Hu is destined to give every tzaddik 310 worlds based on the pasuk Hanchil Ohove Yesh, to grant those who love me substance. Yesh has a gematria of 310. Thus, tzaddikim will have ample space to receive a Kodesh Baruch Hu's immense reward. So in the monkey cage where a talking monkey called Epicurus said, "Those rabbis," while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, and a well-behaved monkey stored its reward bananas in a globe labeled 310 worlds, the zookeeper came in to snatch the Sefer Bensira that another monkey was reading, which reminds us, in the Mishnah of Akiva says, "One who reads Sfarim Chitzonim, external books, has no share in Olam Haba." This means Sifrei Minim, books of heretics. Rav Yosef says that Sefer Bensira is also forbidden to read, or she explains that it includes worthless material which causes Bittul Torah. The Gemara identifies objectionable statements in Bensira, describing a thin-bearded man as very wise, a thick-bearded man as a fool, and a man with a part in his beard, who constantly strokes his beard, as exceedingly clever. Daf Kuf Aleph. So the Sefer Daf Kuf Aleph is a bird caller going, "Caw, caw." So here goes. The bird caller is weeping and going, "Caw, caw." Bird caller is going, "Caw, caw." That must mean Daf Kuf Aleph. The bird caller is weeping and going, "Caw, caw," as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering. We're shocked to see one student smiling, which reminds the Gemara relates Rabbi Akiva's happiness upon witnessing Rabbi Eliezer's suffering. He said, "For as long as I saw our Rebbe's extraordinary success, that none of his produce becomes ruined in any way, I said, Shema chas v'shalom kibo Rebbe olamo. Perhaps, heaven forbid, our Rebbe has already received his world, meaning his char. Now that I see him in pain, I'm happy because I know his reward awaits him in Olam Haba." So the bird caller is weeping and going, "Caw, caw," as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling and proclaiming Chavivin Yesurin, pointing to a portrait of a chained king of bird callers doing tshuva, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva said, Chavivin Yesurin, suffering is precious, and brought us proof that it was only suffering that caused Menashe to do tshuva. So the bird caller is weeping and going, "Caw, caw," as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling and proclaiming Chavivin Yesurin, pointing to a portrait of a chained king of bird callers doing tshuva, and ignored the arrogant bird caller salesman outside who just fashioned two giant golden bird callers outside his shop, which reminds the Gemara discusses the gases of Ruach, the arrogance of Yeravam, which caused him to be banished from the world. He was afraid that when Yisrael would come to Yerushalayim on the Regalim, King Rehoboam would sit in the Azara, and he would be forced to stand, since only Malki Yehudu could sit, demonstrating that he was not a true king, and the 10 tribes would abandon him. This led him to erect 2 golden calves so people would stop going. Daf Kuf Beis. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Beis is a cave. So here goes. The king standing outside the cave, that must be learned Daf Kuf Beis. The king standing outside the cave, who refused to walk down a garden path unless he went first, which reminds us, a Kodesh Baruch Hu urged Yeravam to do teshuvah and walk together with him and David in Gan Eden. Yeravam asked, "Mi Barosh, who will be at the head?" And the Kodesh Baruch Hu responded, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu replied, "Ben Yishai Barosh, the son of Yishai will be at the head." To this, Yeravam responded, "Ihachi will be Ina. If so, I do not want it." So the king standing outside the cave, who refused to walk down a garden path unless he went first, almost got knocked over by another king running into the cave with the bottom of his garment lifted up to worship Avodah Zarah, which reminds us, in a dream, Menashe described to Ravashi the powerful desire for Avodah Zarah at that time. Ravashi asked him, "Since you're so learned, why do you worship idols?" Menashe replied, "Ihavas Hasme, had you been there at that time, you would have lifted the bottom of your garment and run after me to worship with me." So the king standing outside the cave, who refused to walk down a garden path unless he went first, almost got knocked over by another king running into the cave with the bottom of his garment lifted up to worship Avodah Zarah, while another king was busy erecting idols in every furrow and bowing down to them. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates about Achav's wickedness and why it was difficult to punish him. The Gemara says there was not a single furrow in Eretz Yisrael upon which Achav did not erect an idol and bow to it. Daf Kuf Gimel. So the similar Daf Kuf Gimel is Kugel. So here goes. The evil owner of King of Kugels, that must be learned of Kuf Gimel. The evil owner of King of Kugels, who did not repent for burning his kugels intentionally and would not get a chelok in Olam Haba, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas if Menashe has a share in Olam Haba and if he did Teshuvah. Abraisa states that Menashe repented for 33 years, yet he still has no share in Olam Haba. So the evil owner of King of Kugels, who did not repent for burning his kugels intentionally and would not get a chelak in Olam Haba, was consumed with anger when he saw his competitor bless his son that he should not have a son who burns his dish in public, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the brachas that Shlomo received from David HaMelech, his mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One shot, a part of the bracha that David gave him was that you should not have a son or Talmud who burns his dish in public, meaning behaves destructively. So the evil owner of King of Kugels, who did not repent for burning his kugels intentionally and would not get a chelak in Olam Haba, was consumed with anger when he saw his competitor bless his son that he should not have a son who burns his dish in public, and was jealous of his evil neighbor destined for Olam Haba because he made sure to always have kugel available for travelers, which reminds us that Micha is not listed as having no share in Olam Haba because he provided food to travelers. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the one that was Yeruvim ben Nevat's arrogance that caused him to fall and build the two golden calves? That's on Dav. Kufav. Good. Number two, which of the one that Micha was not excluded from Olam Haba because he always provided food for travelers? That's on Dav. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number three, which of the one the Anshei Knesset HaGadol sought to include Shlomo Melech in the list of kings that do not get a chelak in Olam Haba until a baskol came? That's on Dav. Kuftala. Good. Number four, which Dav did the incident where Mashiach told Rabbi Shuban Levi that he's coming Hayom? That's on Dav. Tzadichas. Good. Number five, which Dav did that in a dream Menashe described to Ravashi the powerful desire for a Avodah Zorah that existed during his time? That's on Dav. Kufbeis. Good. Number six, which Dav do we have drushes in Eicha, including Atem Bechis and Bechir Shalchinam? That's on Dav. Kufdalad. Good. Number seven, which stuff was it that Ula and Rabba both said regarding Mashiach? Let Mashiach come, but I should not see him. That's on Dav. Tzadiches. Good. Number eight, which stuff did the bracha that David HaMelech gave Shlomo that he shouldn't have sons or talmidim who burn their dishes, meaning behave destructively? That's on Dav. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number nine, which stuff did we learn five ways of providing food for travelers is considered great? That's on Dav. Kufdalad. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you discuss? Sefer Ben Sira. That's on Dav. Kuf. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learnings.